And now, taking the time to adopt an erect, dignified posture, seated in the chair or on the floor, making sure that the back is straight and the neck is straight, with the ears over the shoulders and the shoulders over the hips. And directing attention to the fact that you're breathing. Not trying to change your breath, not trying to manipulate it, make it slower or faster. Simply and gently directing attention to the breath. It can be helpful to find the place where the breath feels most vivid, where it feels most obvious. For some, that's the belly. For others, it's the chest. And for others, that's the nostrils. So picking one of these places, the place where it feels easiest to focus attention. And then gently directing attention to that one place in your body where the breath feels most clear and is most accessible. So feeling the breath, feeling the physical sensations that go along with breathing, feeling the rise of your belly or chest as you inhale, feeling the fall as you exhale. And if focused on the nostrils, feeling what may be cooler air coming in through the nostrils, in through the nasal passages, and warmer air leaving. Not trying to change how you are breathing. Simply noticing it. And of course, if not already, within a few moments, the mind will wander. The tension will be drawn away by thoughts you're having, by feelings, by physical sensations, by noises outside, or maybe simply spacing out and zoning out. This is pretty much inevitable. But it's also inevitable that at some point, we notice that. We notice that the mind has drifted off. And on realizing this, just gently, without any criticism, without any judgment, gently bring the attention back to the in and out of the breath. So the mind wanders, we drift off, and then gently bring the attention back. The mind wandering is inevitable. It happens to everyone. What we're learning here is how to notice that it has happened and how to bring the mind back, bring the attention back to the in and out of the breath. To thoughts, to worries, plans, regrets, ruminations, fears. And when we realize it, gently bringing the attention back to the physical sensations of breathing. Or maybe attention is drawn away by some feelings, anger, sadness, depression, anxiety, worry, fears, excitement. And when you realize that these emotional reactions are drawing your attention away, just gently notice that and bring the attention back to the in and out of the breath. And sometimes it's physical sensations, some pain or discomfort, some aches that's drawing attention away. And again, simply notice that these sensations have occurred and gently return the attention to the belly or the chest or the nostrils. Not judging these distractions, not trying to avoid them, simply letting them emerge, letting them be, and letting them go as you return the attention to the breath. And some days we feel sleepy and tired. And notice that our eyes feeling heavy, shoulders feeling heavy. And some days it's tiredness and sleepiness that's drawing our attention away. So notice, where are you feeling sleepy? Where are you experiencing the tiredness? Perhaps in the eyes, in the head, in the shoulders. And just noticing that. And gently bringing the attention back without any judgment or criticism. Simply gently drawing the attention back to the breath. And it can be helpful at times to notice the posture at this point if tiredness is distracting you. So, if necessary, refreshing the posture, bringing the back up straight, and the neck straight, with the ears over the shoulders and shoulders over the hips. And maybe today you're not sitting in a quiet location, but there's noise in the environment, unwelcome sounds, whether voices or machinery or traffic or random sounds. When you notice that your mind has been taken away by these sounds and noises, again, without any judgment, simply noticing that it has happened and drawing the attention back to the in and out of the breath. Not trying to change the breath, not trying to make it faster or slower, deeper or more shallow, simply noticing it. Noticing where you're feeling the expansion in the belly or the chest, where you're feeling the contraction. Notice the pause between the expansion and contraction. We're using the breath here as an anchor, as a place to return to when, as is inevitable, we realize that we've gotten distracted yet again. Bringing the attention back to the breath. Not trying to force ourselves to pay attention, but simply resting in awareness. A gentle but persistent awareness of the in and out of the breath. And now, shifting awareness from being aware of the breath in one part of the body to being aware of the breath as it comes into the body and as it leaves. So expanding the arena of awareness to include the breath as it comes into the nostrils, through the nasal passages, down through past the throat, to the upper chest, to the mid chest, and the belly. And sometimes this is difficult to do, but as best we can, bring in our awareness to the breath as it comes into the body and as it leaves. And again, not trying to change the pace of the breath, not trying to control it, simply noticing it. And for most of us, we notice the breath more easily in one part of the body rather than another. So as best we can, following it, even though in some places we're not really noticing any physical sensations. And of course, our attention will wander again. Maybe irritation with ourselves. More worries, more thoughts, emotions, physical sensations. Taking our attention away. And we gently bring it back. And now, once again, expanding the field of awareness from the breath as it comes into the body, expanding the field of awareness to the body as a whole. And as best you can, bringing your whole body into your field of awareness. And for most of us, when we bring our attention to our whole body, some parts of the body come to our attention first. Some parts beckon. It might be that you're uncomfortable in your posture, or that there are some pains and aches. Or it may be the points of contact with the floor or the chair that come to awareness first. So simply notice which parts of the body come into your awareness most easily. So feeling whatever discomforts, aches and pains, being aware of these points of contact, bringing attention to all these parts of the body, all these sensations that are beckoning first. Not focusing on any one particular sensation, but having an open awareness to all the sensations that are here. Letting them all come, letting them all be. And now, expanding the arena of awareness again. This time to include those parts of the body that are not beckoning. Those parts of the body where you're feeling no particular sensation. Maybe the backs of the shins. Inside of your elbow, behind the ears, drawing into awareness all those parts of the body that are not emitting obvious sensations. And as best we can, bringing it all into awareness. Bringing it all into awareness and noting any subtle or nuanced sensations that may be emerging. Not trying to change them. Not trying to make any sensations happen. Not trying to make any sensations diminish. Simply noticing them. And sometimes we can notice ourselves judging. Judging particular parts of the body, some that we like and some that we don't like. And when realizing that this is happening, simply noticing the judgment, letting that be, and bring the attention back to awareness of the whole body as it is right now. And again, on noticing that the mind has wandered off, yet again, simply bringing it back to your sense of the body as a whole, as you sit here, not going anywhere, not doing anything, simply being, simply sitting here, from moment to moment, breath to breath, being fully present, fully with yourself. And of course, it can happen with all of us, that there are times in which sensations in one part of the body become overwhelming and dominate the field of awareness to the point where it becomes really difficult to stay focused and concentrated. If this happens to you, there are two possibilities. One is to mindfully shift to a more comfortable position, if possible, to relieve some of the intensity. And on choosing to move, being aware of the intention to move. Being aware of the intention before actually moving. The second possibility is to be aware of the intensity and as best you can to simply stay with the intensity without moving and restricting attention to those aspects of the intensity, bringing an open-hearted, compassionate curiosity to that experience. Exploring the experience, noticing the variations in intensity, noticing exactly where it's located, noticing its ebb and flow. And if the experience feels too intense, simply returning the attention to the breath or to the body as a whole. Another challenge that frequently arises is the urge to move or shift or scratch. And again, when you notice such urges, you have two options. One is to simply notice the urge. Notice your desire to scratch that itch. Notice the desire to move or shift because of some minor discomfort. Notice it and see what happens. Sometimes the urge simply dissolves. It comes. It becomes very evident. But then it dissolves and dissipates. If it does not dissolve or dissipate, or if it becomes really uncomfortable, then you have the second option of simply moving or shifting or scratching the itch, but doing it mindfully, doing it with intention, making the decision to move or to shift or to scratch. And then returning attention to the body as a whole or to the breath. In observing the ebb and flow of these urges, we see the ephemeral nature of many of our internal urges and our internal sensations. We notice how, when we simply let them arise, let them be, that they often simply go, dissolve, and dissipate. And now, there will be a few minutes of silence as you explore your own internal experience, your physical sensations, thoughts, feelings, moments of zoning out, and urges, exploring them with an open-hearted, non-reactive, non-judgmental, compassionate awareness. Coming back to awareness when you realize that you've drifted off yet again. And in the remaining moments, realizing that you have taken this time, not trying to achieve anything, not aiming at any particular outcome, even any particular experience, but simply taking the time to be with yourself, to become aware of yourself in a caring, compassionate way. And carrying with you throughout the day this caring, compassionate awareness of yourself. And letting it be a source of strength and calmness as you go through the day. And when you're ready, gently moving your arms and legs, your hands and feet, as you bring this internal awareness into the room and into your surroundings, carrying it with you.